Hospitals in Papua New Guinea are being pushed to the brink as the Pacific nation battles a surge of COVID-19 cases. PNG has now put the call out for more international help as the Delta variant spreads throughout the country. The increase in cases coincides with a lagging vaccination rate. In fact, just 1% of the population are fully vaccinated. Dr. Stephanie Vicaire is an epidemiologist based in Papua New Guinea and joins us now. Dr. Vicaire, thank you very much for your time. Can you give us a sense of the situation on the ground? Just how much stress are health authorities in PNG under at the moment?
Look, the PNG health system is already strained at the best of time. We're talking about over 4,000 deaths from tuberculosis a year. There's high rates of malaria, of HIV, of diabetes, of maternal mortality. And I guess this is a huge concern from COVID around the world, is the impact on other health services. So, you know, mothers not being able to deliver or children not getting their immunizations, the delayed cancer diagnosis. So combining that with the really low number of doctors and other healthcare workers in the country, we are seeing facilities have to shut their doors to anyone except for emergencies. We're seeing the isolation wards here in Port Moresby full of patients and people having to be treated outside of that.
So what's driving this surge in COVID cases at the moment? Is it the fact that, you know, the vaccination rate really is lagging at the moment?
I think that is one contributor, definitely. It is really hard to determine just how big this surge is. Some facilities are reporting positivity rates over 70% in a day. So for comparison, we were just talking about how bad things are in Melbourne at the moment. Mm. Yesterday, their positivity rate was less than 3%. So that is high still, and anything above 5% is definitely cause for concern. But we're talking about 7 in 10 people testing positive. Although testing rates here are so, so low that it's really hard to get a good sense of exactly what's happening. So as you mentioned, we do believe that this outbreak is driven by the Delta variant, but there's also no capacity for gene sequencing in PNG. So Australia in particular has been doing some gene sequencing, but obviously they're very caught up with all the outbreaks in Australia. And so those results are being quite delayed. So we are seeing higher rates of death. People seem to be presenting with more severe illness, which would suggest, you know, these are hallmarks of Delta and just how quickly and how many people are being infected, but it is hard to know exactly what's happening.
Is there much of a sense of fear in the community about this? I mean, you mentioned a minute ago that the testing rates were extraordinarily low. I mean, are people taking it seriously, and are there enough restrictions in place to prevent Delta from spreading?
Look, it's hard to speak for, you know, some 9 million people, but generally, I don't think there has been a sense of fear or much concern over COVID. I do think that that is shifting in recent weeks. And unfortunately, as people lose family members and lose friends or see people become quite sick, there is more of a realization of how serious COVID can be. And it does seem to have had a slight impact on encouraging vaccination rates. But in terms of restrictions, they really do vary from province to province, as does the extent of the enforcement. But also we have to remember the ability of people to follow guidelines. You know, you can't really keep people in their homes if people mostly live rurally, if they don't have savings, so would be, say, going to the market every day. But some provinces with higher caseloads have been successful at implementing a range of different measures. There's curfews, some of the big markets have been shut down, there's transport limits, and people are getting tested before they leave. But then, say, here in Port Moresby, people are meant to wear masks on the buses, and there's going to be passenger limits. Mm. And in my observations, that's not being implemented at all.
Is there a cultural side of things here as well? I mean, I imagine funeral services and wakes, you know, such an important part of culture in PNG, these gatherings. But what are the dangers of those gatherings at the moment?
So house cries, I guess, like in many cultures, obviously, you know, honouring the dead is super important. But I guess people here often feel there is no choice but to continue life as normal. But I guess there's also some miscommunication about risk. There were some really heartbreaking photos going around social media yesterday of a teacher's funeral service. And the teacher had passed away from COVID. And their pallbearers, their students were all in full hazmat suits. Now, that's, you know, 100% not needed. There's virtually no risk of transmission from a coffin to people, but you wonder if the people in the crowd at the funeral would have been wearing masks, because that would have been a much higher risk.
Dr. Stephanie Vicaire, the epidemiologist based in Papua New Guinea in Port Moresby.